Good morning. It is good to connect with you on this Wednesday morning as we're in the season of Advent, the season of preparing our hearts and our lives for the coming Christ. It's a season that I love. I love the stories, the richness, even the preparation and the work that we are called to do in this time to be ready for the coming Christ child and for Christ into our lives. It can seem like a lot of work and seem like a lot of waiting. But I believe in this time of waiting, of preparation, of examination, we grow in our faith and we grow in our connection with God. And we can grow in ways that bless us throughout the whole year, not just in this time. Today, for our midweek devotion, I plan on following our regular pattern that we've been doing, where I'll open in prayer, read a scripture, reflect on that, and then close in prayer. So I invite us this time to take a pause in our week and our activities to pray and to reflect on the hope that God has for us, not only in this time, but for all of our lives. I invite you to pray with me. We'll pray a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer, and then we'll go from there. So let us pray. Merciful God, who sent thy messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Christ our Redeemer, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now our scripture today is from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah, in chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. I love the Old Testament readings that we have in this season, and especially so here from the book of Isaiah. So I invite you to hear these words, starting there at verse 1, and we'll read through verse 11. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This passage of scripture out of Isaiah, I love it. I genuinely do. Not only do I love the rich language, the warmth, and also the hope and the boldness that is found in that passage of scripture. It also reminds me of Handel's Messiah, of the song, and every valley shall be made low, and how rich that music is in calling for the coming of the Messiah, and how in this time of year especially, it reminds me of how Christ is our Messiah and how we are preparing for the coming of our Messiah. That idea of Messiah is powerful. Not only that prophecy going way back, here in the time of Isaiah, foretelling the coming of Christ, of the coming of the Messiah. The idea of being redeemed, of being restored is a powerful one. And it was seen that it would come through that redemption, restoration, that hope would come through the Messiah. And I would say it does. As a people who follow Christ, we see our redemption, we see our restoration in the fulfillment of this prophecy and the fulfillment of Christ as our Messiah. I would encourage us in this season of Advent, that as we prepare our hearts, as we prepare our minds for the coming of Christ, for the coming of the Messiah, that we take time to examine where we are needing restoration, where we are needing renewal, where we are needing that bold hope in our lives. I believe as we've gone through this year, there are so many things have been stirred up, so many emotions, so many struggles, so many things have come to the surface. They may have been there, or even may be new struggles or difficulties that have been coming to our lives or have already been there. You know, all of these things can impact our connection with God and our connection with each other. And there's been plenty of negative. I mean, a lot of negativity, no shortage of that in this year as we've had to adapt, we've had to adjust. And I believe, though, that message of hope, that message of restoration is relevant, it's real, and that we are called to examine ourselves where that restoration and renewal is needed. So brothers and sisters, let's take this time, let's take this season of Advent to be renewed, to be restored, to look where we need that hope in our lives and allow that hope to take hold, to allow the hope that comes from Christ, the coming of our Messiah, to take hold in our lives so we may be renewed, that we may be restored, and we may experience the abundant grace of God once again. And not just for this time or for this moment, but so that we can be reminded and experience that grace now and for all of our days and all the days to come. Let us be renewed and restored by the Messiah and his coming, now and for always. Amen. Well, at this time, I invite us to take a moment to pause in our week, to be in prayer. There are so many people who are in need of God's healing presence and God's care. People we know, people who are close to us, maybe are at a distance, and even our own selves. So I invite us at this moment to take a moment of silent prayer where we can lift up what's on our hearts and our minds this morning, and then I'll pray and then we'll close together with the Lord's Prayer. So let us take this moment and pray. Almighty and gracious God, we come here today as your people. We take this pause, this break in our week, to reflect, to be reminded of the great hope and the care you have for us, of the new life that is found in your Son, the new life that is found in the Messiah. Help us, God, to examine our hearts, to examine our lives, to examine our minds, all that which needs to be renewed, to be restored, to experience the bold hope that is shared with us through Christ and through your word. Lord, let us be renewed and restored in this time. Let us take this season of Advent to once again experience your hope and to be reminded of the hope and the care you have for us, a hope and a care that is with us always, that cannot be shaken, cannot be moved or taken away from us. for your hope is greater than our present circumstance. Your everlasting life is greater than any challenge we may face. You are our God, and you are hope everlasting. Lord, today we lift up all those who are in need of your love and your care. We especially lift up all those who are struggling with health concerns, all those who are struggling with a virus, and all who are working with those who are in need of your healing. We lift up our doctors and nurses and public health officials and pray for your wisdom and your guidance to be with them as they have to make decisions, have to find a way forward, have to care for so many. Lord, surround them with your grace and your care at this time. And we lift up all those who are in need of your healing presence. We lift up all those who are in need of your care when it comes to relationships, for relationships that have been strained and pushed, that are struggling. Lord, we lift them up to you. We lift up all who are facing concerns and anxiety with work and pray for your care and your presence to be with them. And Lord, we lift up all who are facing struggles with school, our students, our teachers, administrators, school board members, so many who are facing difficult situations. Lord, we ask that you surround them with your care and your presence and your guidance and wisdom as well. Lord, in all these moments, however we can extend your love and your care in this time, Lord, call on us and move us to do so. And Lord, remind us of how we are called to be your people. That even though circumstances may have changed or are different than we planned on, we are still your people. And we can still share your hope in so many different and creative ways. Lord, may your spirit guide us in this time. May your spirit guide us to be your people, that we may be faithful and grounded in your hope. Lord, we give thanks for all the blessings and the joys that we find in life, the blessings and joys that are there. Even though it may seem fleeting, it may seem like there's little blessing or joy in our lives, but Lord, we know there is. If nothing else, we're thankful for the joy that comes from being your people, for being grounded in the hope that comes from your Son, Jesus Christ, a hope that is everlasting. For this, we thank you, we praise you for this hope and for the life that is found in you and in your Son and in your Spirit. We pray all these things today in your Son's name, and may we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go forth back into your day, into your week, knowing that our God is with us, and our God is coming. Our God has come, and our God will be with us in our lives because of the great love and care and grace that comes to us through Jesus Christ. Go in this hope and go in the assurance of God's care for you now and for all that we are going through. Go in peace. Amen.